Freelance writer Kristen Tennant has always struggled to find a good place to write. Tennant usually set up shop at the dining room table in her house, but sometimes a sink full of dishes or some household chore distracted her from her day job. Other times she got restless, working alone in her home, so she would head off to a local cafe. But if she couldn't get a coveted spot near a power outlet or the internet was down, Tennant's progress stalled.
I mean, it was hard to sort of set some boundaries, like this is my work time and I really need to be a professional even though I'm sitting in a cafe.
Enter Collective Turf. The new downtown Urbana office rents space to freelancers and entrepreneurs for a monthly fee. Independent workers, like Tennant, get a desk and the camaraderie of an office without a boss breathing down their neck. The concept is called co-working. Co-working spaces provide short-term leases in a collaborative environment, an appealing proposition for freelancers and remote workers. Collective Turf co-owner Susan Potter says she first heard about co-working spaces when she was working in Silicon Valley. But the high-tech area isn't the only place the concept is catching on. The co-working spaces are popping up around the country, from Beehive Baltimore in Maryland to Nedspace in Portland, Oregon. Potter says she looked around Champaign-Urbana to see if there was something similar. She found business suites in the area, but she says they tended to be sterile and didn't provide the same sense of community.
I knew of the concept, and I knew that a lot of freelancers did that who were sick of working from home, and that kind of fit my profile. So I just looked into how other people set up the space.
Potter and co-owner Lucy Cross opened the office in April. Potter is a software engineer. Cross is a landscape designer. Pocket doors separate rooms, and a large vintage advertising poster that was pulled from the building's safe hangs above a desk. Bright chairs sit in the reception area, and exposed brick walls line some of the workspaces. Ornate light fixtures illuminate the space. There's not a drab cubicle in sight, but there is plenty of coffee, and other amenities like access to a large conference room, a reception area, a kitchen, wireless internet, and printing facilities. For Potter, her new office provides a nice boundary between the workday and relaxing at home.
When I was working from home, I didn't have the separation of where I was doing work and where I was doing home. And so now I feel like I've kind of regained my personal life back a little bit because when I'm at home, it's my home.
Collective Turf accommodates Tennant, the freelance writer, a remote worker for a software company in Silicon Valley, and two social workers opening a practice in one of the private rooms. One of the social workers, Jamie Donsbach, says it's been her goal to build a practice, but it was just a matter of timing and finding the right person to go into business with. Donsbach and her business partner, Jessica Thrall, moved into a room at Collective Turf to meet with clients.
So we really liked the kind of the general atmosphere of the space, not only the actual office, but, you know, coming into the building and up the stairs, and just we thought it was, you know, a pretty homey, attractive place to work and for our clients to come to.
Coworkers pay a monthly fee depending on how much time they plan to spend at their desks. The prices range from $285 to $105 per month. According to Cross, the co-owners need 5 or 6 of the desk spaces to be occupied to break even. Their goal is to have the space full. Currently, Collective Turf is only about halfway there, but Cross believes there should be enough free agent employees out there who need a home base. I'm Marissa Monson, AM 580 News.